With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden with strong advice for people in the path of Hurricane Milton.
Evacuate now, now, now. You should have already evacuated. It's a matter of life and death, and that's not hyperbole. It's a matter of life and death.
Milton Center could come ashore Wednesday night in the Tampa Bay area, which has a population of more than 3.3 million people. Speaking from the White House, the president says he's spoken with elected leaders.
I've spoken to all the political leaders in the region, some of them more than once, and I've told them anything they ask for they can get. We've given, and we've got an overwhelming response, a positive response from everyone from the governors of Florida up to North Carolina.
Forecasters warning that the sea surge could be as high as 15 feet at Tampa Bay. Also at SRNNews.com, a new United Nations study indicates an increase in strikes conducted by the Russian Federation against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure.
At a UN session, UNHCR Commissioner Volker Turk says between June and August 2024, his fact-finding mission verified 45% more civilian casualties than in the previous three-month period.
July 2024 was the deadliest month for civilians in Ukraine since October 2022.
The report also highlights the instances of ill treatment and torture of Ukrainian prisoners of war. A representative of the Russian Federation attended the session and accused Ukraine of violating human rights. I'm Charles Diledesma.
The New York Jets have fired coach Robert Saleh after the team's 2-3 start in his fourth season. Saleh, 2036, is coach of the Jets. The Dow dropping 95 points. The NASDAQ is off 216. This is SRN News. Does anybody care about the birth rate?
More people die in the U.S. than are born, and it's been that way for a couple of decades. It's not a problem yet, but it could eventually be one, and most Americans don't care. A fresh YouGov poll finds only 22% of respondents think the falling birth rate is a bad thing. 23% say it's a good thing, and everybody else says it's either no problem or aren't sure. And here's the key finding. While 30% of men say less babies is a bad thing, only 14% of women agree. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About 7 in 10 adults say they believe in angels. That's according to a new AP NORC poll. Americans' belief in angels is about on par with belief in heaven and the power of prayer, but bested by belief in God or a higher power, which stands at 79%. The poll finds that fewer U.S. adults believe in Satan, astrology, and reincarnation. This is SRN News. A Michigan gun owner has been sent to prison for the accidental death of his grandson.
A man whose loaded, unlocked shotgun was used in the accidental death of his 5-year-old grandson has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for violating Michigan's new gun storage law. Judge Robert Springstead called the shooting a tragedy that was 100% avoidable. The boy's 6-year-old cousin got access to the weapon in the western Michigan home. Carl Robart will be eligible for parole after 38 months. A similar case against his wife remains pending. Michigan firearms must be locked up when children are present. The consequences for a violation depend on the details and whether someone is wounded or killed. I'm Norman Hall.
A decade after the Flint, Michigan water crisis raised alarms about the dangers of lead in tap water, President Biden setting a 10-year deadline for U.S. cities to replace lead pipes and make drinking water safe for all Americans. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.